And now, around the world and around the corner, it's the David Bowers Awards, bringing the best in indie music to millions of listeners worldwide with your host, the David Bowers. We've got a fantastic lineup of guests, as well as our engineer extraordinaire, Nick the Geek, our entire crew here at the Asylum, and me. I'm John Bon Jovial. And now, here's the voice of indie music, the David Bowers.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. The legendary John Bon Jovial there, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome all you people around the world who are listening all over the world, and especially in Rochester, New York, where we're heard on our flagship station, WRFZ 106.3 FM, Rochester Free Radio. And also, while we're talking Rochester, our good friends at The Hog, the House of Guitars, who blast our show throughout the store and out onto the streets. I'm wondering, I'm going to have to check. Hope you guys don't have a noise ordinance up there. Cops will come along and shut you all down. And there goes half of our Rochester audience right there. We're going to have to look into the...
Hope you guys, you know how those musicians are. They're a bunch of vagrants anyway. So
Yeah, especially the drummers. You got to watch the drummers.
Bassists.
But,
too,
Yeah, I hope you guys up there at the House of Guitars have you have your ins with the city council there, because I don't know. Rochester is just a guitar city. And you gotta be careful up there. Keep your, keep your political ends tied up good and tight there. Anyways, welcome folks to the show that is always an award show, because there's so many award shows. We make every show an award show, and you and our guests get to pick the award winners. So if you know someone that has a music related goodie or boo-boo, whatever, something good, something dumb, whatever, you think they deserve an award, let us know. Drop me a line at david@thedavidbowers.com and tell us who you think deserves an award and why, and maybe we'll use it right here on the show. Like right now, for example, when we get ready, we're going to do our first The David Bowers Award of the Week right now. I love that. That is just so annoying. It's funny. Our first The David Bowers Award of the Week goes to our good friend Johnny Summers, and Johnny Summers Online and his Reputation radio show, all tracking from merry old England. I want to say hello and thank you to them. They've posted some good music and sent us some good artists on the show we've had. And matter of fact, we may even get to one right here in a couple of minutes. Who knows? But we want to salute Johnny Summers and Johnny Summers Online, the Reputation radio show. You can find them all online. Some great new artists from the UK. You'll find them on Twitter at Johnny Summers. And on Facebook at Johnny Summers, actually, and just imagine that. Find him at Johnny Summers. He's director of operations at Studio 3 Rocks, music promotion at the Rockers, and music promotion at Erica. He's just all over the place. He's a dedicated, hardworking music lover who just goes all out for the new, upcoming, emerging indie artists. And Johnny, we salute you. As a matter of fact, I think we might just go ahead and play a song by one of his acts right now. What's going on with you, John Bon Jovial?
Well, yeah, I had been thinking about Johnny as well. I've heard that just like the Kinks song, he is a dedicated follower of fashion.
And good one. Good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, quack, 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 quack. What is going on? Well, I tell you, the spring training for the Red Sox and all the other major league teams has wrapped up. A new season is upon us that just started. Well, as far as WRFZ is concerned, it's just started yesterday on Thursday, and very much looking forward to the boys of summer reappearing on the national scene again. I know that you and I are both major baseball fans. You happen to root for the Yankees, which is a shame, and I happen to root for the good team, the Red Sox,
which is also a shame. Yeah. And by the way, just as a point of correction for our friends in Rochester, this would have been a couple of days ago that it started, because the show will air on Saturday.
Saturday at noon. Yes, Saturday at noon on WRFZ.
It is now noon Saturday, everyone. Actually, it's about five minutes after noon Saturday. For our friends who listen in
Rochester. Pay no attention
to
that man behind
Rochester.
The curtain.
But yeah, it's... it's definitely a big deal. Baseball season started early this year. Baseball season started in this country early this year, and I think it's going to be a really interesting one. But right now, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go ahead and play this. We just got a new release, thanks to Johnny Summers at Reputation Radio over there in England. And we got the new track from a group who has appeared on the show a couple of times, I think. Wild
times
Horse.
Been on with us. Yeah.
Yeah. Great bunch of young kids from over there. They're in there. Well, let's see. I think they've been teenagers for the last couple of years or so. But they're still, if I'm not mistaken, they're still in their early to mid-teens. And they're building a heck of a reputation over there in much the same way that the Stones and the Beatles did decades ago. As a matter of fact, if you listen to their music, you catch a little bit of that Mick Jagger strut in their overall sound. Not to say they sound like the Rolling Stones, but there's a little bit of that swagger in their music. You get a little bit of a sense of that that rock and roll feeling. So I'll tell you what, John Bon Jovial, let's roll the new release that just came out from Wild Horse called Unlucky in Love. Yeah, there you go. Got a little touch of the Rolling Stones and the Beatles there. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's the Wild Horse from Merry Old England. It's their latest release called Unlucky in Love. And we thank you so much, Johnny Summers, for sending that over to us. You're going to hear more from this group as they mature and become an even bigger force on the market. I wouldn't be surprised if we hear them over here in the States in the next couple of years or so. I mean, I'm not saying there's ever going to be another Beatles or another Rolling Stones, but you get groups of kids like this, and I mean, you listen to their instrumentation, their music, it's solid. I mean, they've got the basics to build on, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if they do just that, build on it and become a force over here in the next couple of years or so. John Bon Jovi, your take on this?
Oh, well, I'm not going to disagree with you. One thing that I've noticed about Johnny Summers over the last couple of years or so is that he has this propensity for finding bands that are pretty tight. And these guys are no exception. Wild Horse, they've got, you know, they've got good production values. And I know that Johnny has a lot to do with that. And you can hear his direction in the way that they're playing, and even in the repetitiveness of the chorus, that's got him written all over it. And I don't say repetitive in a bad way. I mean, it's a pretty good song. Yeah, I don't think it's absolutely the best song that Wild Horse has done that we've played of theirs, but it's pretty damn good all the same.
It's good and it's commercial, and like I said, it's got the foundation. They've got the start. If they keep working at it, they've got something to really run with. And speaking of running with, we're going to run with our first guest here in just a couple of minutes. We've got another gentleman from actually back up in upstate New York. Our friends in Rochester keep finding these gems for us, and we've been turning to a guy by the name of Joe Cotto, and he's standing by here and talk to us, tell us a little bit about his music, and hey, who knows what all else. Just come in here and tell us his story. We'll look forward to that in just about 3 minutes or so, right after we listen to his first track. This is Joe Brocato, Love You All Over. Let's say that again. Joe Brocato, Love You All Over.
Affected all my care.
Oh, there you go, everybody. That's Joe Brucato. It's called Love You All Over, and it had everybody here in the studio lip-syncing along to the background. We're all going, we're not singers. If we were able to be singers, we wouldn't be playing the music. We'd be doing the music, so we do what we can. And right now, we can do but one thing, and that's to bring the man in here himself to talk to us and tell us about what he's up to. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Brucato. Joe, come on in.
Hey, how you doing, Dave? How's everybody? How you doing out there in Phoenix today?
Hey, we're just rocking and rolling here in Phoenix, and my buddy John Bon Jovial down there in Florida, and we're just waiting to hear about Joe Brucato and how he comes up with this rock and roll music.
Well, Dave, I spent a lot of time in prison, you know, so I have a lot of time on my hands.
Wait a minute, that was Johnny Cash.
It's either me right to write music, and I chose the latter.
Well, I understand that. Joe, how long have you been doing this stuff?
Pretty much all my life. Music's been a very important part of my life. I've started probably writing songs in my late teens. Always loved it, get a great joy from it. Like the saying, all my friends, my family, my father was a musician. He was in a band called the Rustics in the late 60s. They were the first white band signed to Motown Records. They made a couple albums for the Rare Earth subsidiary label, and they had some success, some regional success, and then he went on to have a advertising agency. So music was always around me and my family, and then my friends, all my friends played music. And as time went on, I just got addicted to it, love it, and I have a natural talent for it, so we continue to pursue it.
I understand, and it's one thing, when you get it and you know you got it, you can't get rid of it. It's kind of like John.
It's like chlamydia in a way, you know what I mean?
Exactly. John Bon Jovial, I got addicted to this radio garbage, and we're still doing it. I mean, we'll be doing it after they plant us, probably.
40-plus years later, here we are.
Oh, yeah. My mother used to tell me I was vaccinated with a phonograph needle, and I think she might not be too far from right. Joe, tell us, do you have your own band? Do you use studio musicians? I know you've worked with a lot of big names. How do you do your music, your instrumentation?
Well, I do it a lot of different ways. First of all, obviously, you've got to, I write the song, so, you know, you got to come up with a quality idea, a good arrangement of song that you like, which is a process. I find that for myself, many people create different ways. I find that I get the initial inspiration, and that's usually the easy part, the gift, if you will.
Right.
And then there's it's filling in the blanks and all the effort it takes to pursue that gift, pursue the initial inspiration, and then together. So after I get that idea down, then I'll start to contact the appropriate musicians. There's a wealth of great musicians from my hometown, currently and in the past. They're very well known for a lot of great musicians, including Steve Gadd, the drummer, who I've been fortunate enough to work with, Tony Levin. I mean, there's a long list of people. And the musical, there's a lot of great musical history and blood and appreciation of music. And it's not a gigantic town. It's a mid-sized town. But they have the Eastman School of Music, and they have a large jazz history, and we appreciate music and the arts and culture in Rochester a lot.
Well, I do know that that is true. Having been from upstate New York myself, I do have one jinx about the city of Rochester. Every time I have ever been there in my life, which hasn't admittedly been too many times, but every time I was there, it rained. I mean, I'm not sure what it is. Maybe it was me. I have a dark cloud over me or something, but I do know it's true about Rochester music, and we are learning a lot about it since our flagship station now is the Rochester FM, WRFZ, Rochester Free Radio, and we're learning that there's a wealth of good music in the city of Rochester and good musicians. And John Bon Jovial, you want to jump in here? You've got something for us?
Well, yeah, you kind of touched on where I was going to go. I have personally have never been to Rochester, New York, but I've also heard that the music scene in Rochester, especially in the last 10 years or so, has really started to gel, and you got some great indie artists coming out of Western New York there. And I think it seems to me like you're one of them. So tell us about the indie music scene in Rochester. Tell us about what you're doing. Tell us about what your peers are doing.
I'll tell you what I'm doing because I'm so focused on what I'm doing. Yes, there is a lot of independent musicians doing great music around Western New York. I'll agree with that. And I think there's never been a better time for people like me, and there's a lot of us, a lot of talented musicians and songwriters. There's so many more avenues. You know, everybody's talking about how the music business has shrunk and you can't sell billions and millions of albums. That's true because of the downloading and because of streaming music and so on and so forth. But at the same time, if you develop enough fans for your style and your songwriting, you do some YouTube videos, and there's a lot of different avenues. Independent radio stations like you who promote artists like myself, I greatly appreciate it, and I'm sure a lot of other people do. So I'm just excited about the avenues that I could do as a creative person without having a major label support. It's like I remember even a superstar like Prince would say, he had enormous success, obviously, in his career, but then he got to a point in the mid-90s where he said, listen, I sold 10 million albums on Purple Rain. Or I'll make it simple. Say, if he sold 100,000 albums of the ones that nobody really heard about except for his super fans, he made just as much money as if he sold 2 million through a major label, because you get to keep most of the money and the income coming from your independent productions. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. You hit the nail on the head.
And we have a lot of abilities. Like, well, I'm making these albums. I've spent the next two albums I'm coming out with, I've spent 2.5 years, maybe 3 years working on it. I'm coming out with a new acoustic album and a full-length rock soul album. And on top of that, for all your listeners, I want them to know that on iTunes, I have 5 albums up there of great work, including my first album from the year 2000. So that was my first release in the year 2000. And that was an LA Music Award winner called Swallow All of You. And then
congratulations
on that. Thank you. Then there's an Acoustic Joe album, and then there's a CD we did with Tony Levin and Steve Gadd. I was lucky enough to have them play on that, and that was that's called Free. All those tracks are up there. Then I also have a song called that's made a lot of noise for me. It's a military song that's become sort of an anthem. I performed it all over the country, including Dallas Cowboys Stadium, Atlanta Falcons Stadium, the USS Intrepid, and at countless VA hospitals and charity events. I've done that a lot, and that's called Thank You Soldier. For any of your veterans listening, they can go to YouTube and look that up. I'd like to give that for them as a gift because it's really moving. And currently, the albums I'm working on right now are probably my best work. I'm very excited. They'll be up on iTunes within the next 60 days, I would say 40 new original brand new tunes going up there. And if anybody wants to reach me personally, I'm working on building a new website, but I'm on Facebook, and it's just the Joe Mercado Music at Facebook, and I'd love to meet some of the fans that are listening to this wonderfully supportive of original music radio show. Thank you.
Well, thank you for that, and thank you for touching on a couple of subjects and making my job easier, because when you answer questions before I ask them, I can just sit here and let you talk on. Thank you. First off, thank you for mentioning your other music and where they can find you online, and also thank you for mentioning that tremendous salute to the U.S. military, Thank You Soldier, which is one I was going to ask you about, because that is actually the first one of your tunes that I heard, and it was from hearing that I decided I had to listen to more of your stuff, and then I was kind of hooked and said, hey, we got to get this guy on the show here. So I do encourage all our military, as a matter of fact, all of our listeners, check out Joe Brucato, that's Brucato, and check out his music, and check out specifically Thank You Soldier, which is going to be added to our list of music that we play on the military holidays throughout the year, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, and things like that. So you're going to be in good company there, because we have some great military salute music, including from the Oak Ridge Boys, among others, and we're going to add that to our repertoire for those days as well. But I want to thank you for covering all of that and saving me from having to ask you. It also saves some time so we get to play more music. And to do that, tell us a little bit about this next song, because it kind of caught my eye because of the title. And I was kind of hesitant at first. I said, you know, what are we getting into with this thing? It's called Finger to the Blue Sky. Tell us about that.
Well, actually, it's a very positive song. Anyway, it's not the middle finger to the blue sky. It's actually the index finger. And what it's about, the cover of my next album is a beautiful, it's going to be really beautiful. It's this young girl on a rock at a beach pointing towards a blue sky. And what it symbolizes, and it is a metaphor for me, if you listen to the lyrics, it kind of explains how I feel about things, is that everybody questions existence. Everybody questions, you know, why are we here? What are we doing here? What's it all about? What's my life mean? There's moments of emptiness. And sometimes you look to blame others. So it's a search for, finger to the blue sky is like, give me the answer, you know. The middle bridge, the words to that speak for themselves. It's probably some, it's kind of sad in a way, but it's not. And then the end, it's very positive. What I like about this track a lot is that I was, it was one of the first tracks I did with Steve Gadd and Tony Levin, and they really play their stylistic ways. Nobody I know could have done it better for me or for the music of that particular song that came up with those parts. So that's why I kind of really set that one. I love their performance more than I love my own, but I do love the bridge, and that kind of explains the song the way I feel, what it means.
Great. We're going to play it in just a second. Before I let you go, tell them once again where they can find your music online.
Well, David, I want to say, first of all, thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure. I hope to come back on when I get the CDs released and they're up for the world to hear. Maybe we'll do a review and play a couple other songs if you're into doing that.
And, absolutely.
Once again, my name is Joe Bricado. To your listeners, thank you for tuning in and listening. And my music's on iTunes. Please download it. There's a lot of great songs up there. And if you want to become friends and follow my career and what I'm doing, I'm on Facebook under Joe Bricado Music. Thanks again,
Joe,
David.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you. And remember this, Joe, as I tell all our guests, especially their first time around here, once you're on the show, you're part of our family. And we'll always have a place for you on the show. You've got new music. We'll find a way to expose it to the listeners. And we definitely love, I'm glad you suggested coming back, as I was going to ask you if you'd come back and share some of the new music with us a little bit later in the year. So thank you very much for that. Thank you for spending the time with us, sharing your story and your music. Ladies and gentlemen, his name is Joe Bricado. You can find him all over the line, online at Facebook and iTunes. Check him out. Listen to his music. Write him and tell him what you think about his music, like this one. It's called Finger to the Blue Sky.
I'll be justified, and then you'll love me. I'm crying tears of rage for what I've wasted. Hear my soul cry, a finger to the blue sky. Another dream, but you abandoned me. You left me all alone. You abandoned me. I'm crying tears of rage for what I've waited.
finger to the blue sky. Why does there have to be all this pain and suffering throughout all humanity? Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why? Why would people
Hey kids, this is the legendary John Bon Jovial, and I just want to remind you, you're listening to the David Bowers Awards on Blog Talk Radio.
There you go. That's Joe Brucato from Rochester, New York, along with some excellent musicians backing him up. Check him out online. You're going to like his music. I know you can download it from iTunes. You'll also find him on Reverb Nation, among some other places. He does some really good stuff and some different stuff than what you've heard here. He is a variability. He does a lot of different types of music well. You're going to enjoy it. Another artist that I know you're going to enjoy is our next guest, who has been here before and you loved her. She's back with us again, and we're going to talk to her in just about, oh, maybe 4 minutes or so. Sharon Leah will come in and talk with us right after we listen to this. I hope you remember this from the last time she was on the show. It's called Fairy Tales.
I'm not gonna fight it anymore.
kaboom. I always like to let the songs, we didn't used to do this in radio. You started talking as soon as the vocal was over, and you talked over all the music at the end of it. I like to let them end. Some of them end really nifty. This one was kind of an ethereal disappearance of the music, which I thought was kind of neat. I like to hear the ends of songs. Whatever happened to the days when they played the songs all the way through? I don't know. I do know that every time this next guest comes and joins us, we have to get ourselves a nice tray of cheese and crackers and a good wine. And I'm not sure. I know my favorite for times like this is a sweet red wine, but I'm not sure what she prefers. I think we should check that out right now. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, if you would, please. Sharon Leah of the Sharon Leah Band. Hello there, Sharon.
Hi, David. How are you?
Doing just fine, thanks. What kind of wine will it be today?
High pitched or low pitched? All wine is the same.
Okay, I love it.
That's pretty good.
Yes, I can tell. I can tell you came prepared today. There's no question about that. You've been a busy little girl since the last time you were on the show with us.
Yes, I have been. I have been.
You've got, I know you've done more music. You've been running all over the country, and you also picked up a couple of awards along the way, too, if I'm not mistaken.
I did, yes. The Josie Music Awards, to my surprise, they called my name, and I was really, I was blown away. I was like, wait, what? You know, that famous Grammy face, you know, that
yeah.
you get when you're winning a Grammy. It's the same.
Right.
It's like, wait, who, me? I was like, oh, my God. It's like they called me down on, like, you know, The Price is Right or something. It was great.
Sure.
But it was Best Pop Contemporary Artist of 2017.
Congratulations. Well deserved. I knew you worked
Thank
for
you.
It, and I know the feeling, that feeling you go to these events because, because it's the proper thing to do, plus you want to see and meet with your peers, and in the back of your yeah. mind is that thought that, hey, I'm nominated, there's always that chance, and you say, ah, but no, it'll never be me, but I'm just happy to be here, and then they call your name, and then you know you're happy to be there.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah, it was
congratulations
great. It was
on
great.
That.
Thank
so what,
you.
So what have you been doing besides picking up awards and running around the country?
Oh, gosh. We have been very busy, as you know. We are working in the studio with our producer, and we have some amazing new music that's coming out, and we just released our new single and a new video to go with it called Anime. So we're working on Why Can't We Pretend, 30 Dirty Secrets, and Sick Addiction. Those are three songs that are on deck. And just overwhelmed with music-related things, you know, which we could
sure.
talk about later, but I'm also doing a music festival and planning tours and photos and, you know, all of that
really?
Kind of stuff.
Yeah, and we are fortunate enough to have Anime, and we will be playing that after we spend some time talking with you about your life, your music, and what you're doing. Now, when is the new music going to be released? I know this first track, Anime, and the video for it are out now. When are the rest of the tracks going to be released?
So we are not sure when they'll be released exactly.
Okay.
So yeah, they're still a work in progress.
So the best thing would be for them to maybe follow your websites or follow you on Facebook or something to find out when the disc will be out.
Oh yeah, that would be terrific. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, I thought that was a subtle little way of sliding that in there. So, how do they find you online now, Sharon? What's your Facebook page?
So, well, we have a Facebook page. Everything is, you know, Sharon Leah Band, but we do have a really beautiful new website. So, I would love it if people went to the website and checked it out. I had pictures taken by Mark Weiss, who's done, you know, everyone from Ozzy Osbourne to Bon Jovi to,
exactly, yeah.
You know, to Blondie to, I don't know if he did Adele, but, you know, Demi Lovato and I think Rihanna and, you know, it was a
and
really
now,
exciting.
And now
yeah,
he's on
so
Sharon.
I know. It's kind of kind of surreal. It really is surreal. He was really awesome, and the people that I'm working with on my team, they one of the guys, Doug, I'm going to give him a little shout out. He's really been helpful, and he helped me pick the pictures out, and he really had a vision for the website. I was like, well, the one I have up is really great. Can't we just keep that? He's like, no, I want to have a landing page with one photo and then a landing page with another photo. And, oh, yeah, it's really, you know, it's
awesome.
Been a great process.
We're going to have to check that out, everyone.
Go ahead. SharonLeahBand.com. So that's an LIA.
Okay, SharonLeahBand.com. And I'm glad you mentioned his name because I was going to when you were talking about your work with this, the current production you're working on and your producer, I was going to say it's okay to go ahead and mention the producer's name and give him credit here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's pretty amazing, to be honest. He's worked with legendary artists, even helping them get their start, like Patti LaBelle, The Roots, Erykah Badu, and then in more recent times, artists that you might recognize are like Hailstorm and Silvertide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's very much developing us further. As you know, or maybe don't, I was a solo artist for a while, and I just really wanted to work with a band, and so, you know, I formed the Sharon Leah Band. So as a unit, you know, we're really growing. I mean, the core members are Rick Giannotti on guitar, Howie Fallon on drums, and myself, vocalist, songwriter, piano player. And we brought in a couple more guys. We have Rodney Miller on bass, who's toured with Lauryn Hill and was her music director. We've got Pablo Baptista, who's toured the world, and most notably just recently with Alicia Keys. And we have a gentleman named Howie Gordon who does keyboards. He's an amazing, got like 6 master's degrees and, you know, piano performance and, you know, you name it. But we needed to congeal as a group. So they're doing with us pretty much what they did with Hailstorm, which is really amazing. And it's really been a good experience because talk about someone bringing out what you didn't even know you had. I mean, I didn't think he could pull more out of my voice than I was already giving, and he did. And I thank him and I credit him for that. So his name is David Ivory. He's truly incredible, an amazing guy. He's got lots of awards and, you know, Grammy nominated and, you know, multi-platinum creds and stuff.
And maybe he'll pick up a few
honorable
more.
Honorable mention is Joe Lamb, who is also, he brought Joe Lamb in additionally, is an additional producer, and they are together developing us. Much in the same way they worked with Hailstorm, which was like another rock band. And I didn't mean to interrupt you. You were saying something.
No, that's quite all right.
Well,
I was going to bring John Bon Jovi with you. Yes.
Yeah, Sharon, I want to backpedal a little bit and go back to Fairy Tales, because this was something that I think I wanted to ask you last time that you were on when we played the song. I was really taken with the background vocals, and I'd like to know how you choreographed those vocals and also who the ladies are, because, my goodness, they're pretty amazing.
Well, the background vocals are all me.
That's all you.
Yeah,
well,
so
kudos.
I'm very flattered right now. I need a moment. Woo. That is all me, and I do harmony.
Awesome.
And you know, counterpoint.
It's amazing. It really is. I would not have figured that one out. I mean, that's the harmonies on that are phenomenal, and that's really all
Thank
I wanted
you.
To jump in and ask about
oh,
was
that is
because
so nice. Thank you. I grew up in a very musical family, and my dad played guitar and sang, and my mom always sang harmony. So I learned how to hear harmony. Plus, it's so visceral for me. I mean, singing and writing music, playing keyboards, piano, all of that is something that's just so deeply ingrained in me. It's like every thread of my being, you know, it's definitely a calling.
It definitely comes through.
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you, John. That was so nice. You made my night.
Oh, well, no, you're welcome. I mean, harmonies are something that I've always paid attention to as well. And I think, of course, everybody knows who the Beatles are or were. But, you know, some of the harmonies are so intricate in their songs. And I paid more attention to that sometimes than I do the lead vocals.
I got into.
I get that.
I got into harmonies, I think, back in the 50s with the Everly Brothers. That really perked my ears up to harmonies and how they worked and what can be done with them. And that got me really involved in the harmony part. Now, Sharon, before we let you go, we've got about 30 seconds here. Summarize this new track that we're going to play right now called Anime.
Anime came to me last summer. I had gone through a pretty difficult time, and it was just one of those moments I was just pulled into, and I wanted to write something really deep and of substance. I put in some keywords, and I looked up some stuff in the dictionary, and I wanted the exact right word to describe what it was I was trying to convey, something that I felt could touch people, like in a big way. And that's where Anime came from. So I hope that the listeners enjoy it and that they go look at the video on YouTube.
I'm sure they will. Listeners, if you want to know what the word means, look it up in the dictionary, A-N-O-M-I-E. If you want to know how it sounds, listen right here. Because this is Sharon Leah of the Sharon Leah Band and her latest release called Anime. Thank you. There it is. Anime. That's Sharon Leah of the Sharon Leah Band. Powerful, powerful song. I got a hunch you're going to be hearing a lot more of that. That's a good track. Don't you think, John Bon Jovial?
Oh, yeah. She's got it going on. That's a good... Sharon, if you're still listening, what a great song. Congratulations.
And
marvelous. Marvelous.
Great crew she's got backing her up, too. They work well together.
Oh, yeah.
Really good.
Yep,
congratulations, yep. Sharon. You got a winner there. John Bon Jovial, I think it's about time for you to take us home.
I'm going to mosey down the trail to the Chuck Wagon. Yeah, to formerly, though, the Charles Wagon. The David Bowers Awards. That's us. We are broadcast around the world from the studios of Computer Help USA in Naples, Florida, and also from the Valley of the Sun in Phoenix, Arizona, and available for free on Blog Talk Radio, also iTunes, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Spreaker, Amazon, Alexa devices, as well as SoundCloud and MixCloud, and wherever great stations play indie music. Click the follow link on our Blog Talk Radio page and like the David Bowers on Facebook, and be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook to keep up with the show and all the great indie news that's going on each and every day and each and every week. Join us next week for the David Bowers Awards, Saturday at noon Eastern on WRFZ-FM, 106.3 Rochester Free Radio, and on Blog Talk Radio, Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, and 6 p.m. Greenwich time for more great indie music and talk with the artists and people that make it happen. So until next week, for the David Bowers and Nick the Geek, I am yours truly, the legendary John Bon Jovial, saying we'll see you next week right here on the David Bowers Awards.